Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash the students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman wonders why she loves her husband, but is no longer attracted to him in the bedroom. They've been together for 8 years. Sounds like the 7-year itch to me. Biology doesn't seem to want us to be monogamous our entire lives. Only long enough to have kids and then put them out into the community. I've heard many older couples claim that at a certain point in their relationships, they become nothing more than roommates. Sounds like the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Up next, many boomers avoid giving their kids any money, only to give it to foreign scammers instead. This guy says he had an elderly boss that got scammed out of $5,000. He told her to report it to Chase Credit. Instead, she called the scammer and he apologized and said he would refund the money and asked her for her debit card information. She probably gave it to him. Expecting people that grew up in a high-trust society to be cautious is like expecting a dog to speak Italian. Number 3, Chloe Grace Moretz and Kate Harrison got married. They look great. But where are their husbands? Obviously they married each other and maybe we should actually take bets as to which one gets a shiner first. Also, when they get divorced, because lady lovers have a 75% divorce rate. I have no issues with them marrying each other. It means they spared some men out there of nagging and emotional torments. Let them torment each other. I also wonder if the 25% that stay married are actually happy. Moving on, someone says that games weren't better in the past because we can't accept that we can't enjoy things the way that we did when we were younger. I do think that games were better because they were more original concepts. But yes, we can't enjoy things like we used to because when you're young, everything is new and fresh and makes the dopamine flow. Novelty becomes harder to find with age. Also, just because today's games have better graphics doesn't make them better games. Number 5, these days only 1 in 30 women is a virgin until marriage, and that we need to make virginity cool again. I don't think it's gonna happen. Not in this stage of the cock carousel era. Here's a correction to this graphic. 1 out of 30 women lie and claim that they're virgins to their simp husbands. Most men's first incorrect analysis is to believe what women say. These days, the best you can actually get is one with a body count of 50. Up next, this woman came to this store to buy a machine, but it looks like she's really shopping for attention and not for products. Looking at these pictures, all I see is cottage cheese. But admit it, you'd probably still clap those cheeks if you lost about 30 pounds, that is. Plus, she's got a butter face that only a Somali burglar would love. This is just another example of how women photograph something they want to show everyone. Number 7, here's a really big Scooby-Doo mystery. When a 22-year-old man is dating a 50-year-old lady, what exactly is he looking for? Obviously sex, and there might be some buried treasure in her ancient hiney, and he wants to play the part of Indiana Jones. Women are okay with this. But if a 50-year-old man is with a 22-year-old woman, all the other women will be losing their minds, even though she's just with them because of his money. Moving on, here's the state of dating apps today. This woman just got stood up on a date, but later found out that the restaurant set up a fake profile and tricked her into eating dinner alone. Sucks when the player gets played now, doesn't it? At least it balances the ledger a bit because so many women just date men for free meals. Makes you wonder how many restaurants use this strategy to pad their bottom lines. It also makes me wonder how she found out about this in the first place. Number 9, Black Lives Matter demanding that cops have body cams is the gift that keeps on giving, and the biggest cell phone in the last 5 years. I wouldn't be surprised if they demanded that the body cams get banned now, because they violate people's privacy or something like that, even though body cams protect citizens and officers. In Canada, to protect criminals in the city of Hamilton, they're actually banning porch cameras, because they violate the privacy of those criminals. Up next, is it true that Elon complains about immigration and the destruction of white society while importing Indians for cheap labor through H-1B visas? I don't know, because whenever I see videos from SpaceX, it's mostly white people working there. I did see a bunch of Indians at X and his main team, but I don't have a problem if he's hiring smart Indians. I have a problem if he was hiring Indian students like companies are doing here in Canada. Number 11, a new poll says that 78% of Americans don't care about Taylor Swift getting engaged, and that only 12% of people say their marriage will last. People are more interested in that Scottish girl with the knife and the hatchet defending herself. I bet her marriage is just research for her upcoming divorce album. There's a small group of teenage and 20-something-year-old women out there that do care. That's who reads TMZ and other tabloids. Moving on, American Eagle stock soars like an eagle. Pun most certainly intended. After its new Sydney Sweeney campaign. Looks like they turned their company into a meme stock. Wait until other companies realize that they can also pad their stock price by catering to men with money. As of scripting this, the price was closer to $20 a share. Plus, people need to remember that it's mostly guys on the right that have money to buy and sell stocks. Number 13, here we have a level 5 man going his own way. This guy spent 33 years alone on an island because he didn't feel like talking to anyone. Men only want one thing, and it's disgusting. Disgusting for our consumer culture, that is, and that's to be left alone in peace. He had to leave the island in 2001 when he could no longer take care of himself. And unfortunately, he passed away in January of 2025. Mental peace is underrated by almost everyone. Up next, looks like Avengers Doomsday's heavily female script is trashed, and that the writers of Deadpool are actually being brought in to rewrite it. At least they're writing a script. Many of the recent Marvel projects started production without a finished script and had many rewrites and reshoots during production. They probably can't afford reshoots with Robert Downey Jr., so they have to nail down the script first. The film is coming out in December of 2026. I wonder why the weird release date. Number 15, self-deletion rates among young men are rising, and toxic masculinity may be to blame. Funny how decades ago toxic masculinity was seemingly everywhere, and men weren't ending themselves. Maybe it's a lack of masculinity that's causing this instead. Or the men are experiencing too much toxic femininity. Where's the patriarchy when you really need it? It never existed, and if it did, it was taken out back and taken out like old Yeller. Moving on, what's the word for this? How about fat? Nelly Furtado used to fly like a bird, but now she's been grounded like an ostrich. Looks like she put on plenty of those Portuguese pounds. For me, she would have been perfect somewhere in between those two stages. If you think she still looks good at that size on the right, then you need to get a load of this picture first. She looks like quite the load. They probably had to reinforce her performance stage. Number 17, this smart man canceled his wedding just because he visited the girl's parents and saw the father being whipped and yelled at to hurry up and wash the plates. He saw his own future and bailed. I'll never understand why women don't like dishwashing machines. He didn't just dodge a bullet, but a 155mm shell. Seeing how a woman's mother treats her father is a good predictor as to how she's going to treat you one day. I concur. Up next, the study says that having a husband and kids doubles a woman's likelihood of being happy. Sure, but these days most women don't even want a husband or children. It is true, though, because a husband is usually like a woman's slave, like that dishwasher guy. And the children are a source of attention. But I think this is just tradcock propaganda, because if women were so happy having a husband and kids, then why did they initiate the vast majority of divorces? Something smells rotten here. Number 19, what decade is this from? I don't know, but it's better than today. But if I had to guess, I would definitely say it's in the 70s. That looks like a 1977 Chevy van. I could be wrong, though. At least they aren't overweight and obese, and you just know if this picture were taken today, it would look a lot more like this. The 1970s were a time before the food and drug companies made everyone fat and mentally ill like these two. If this Jeep is a rocket, then don't come a-knocking, unless you want to go blind. Moving on, the Salesforce CEO brags about how he cut 4,000 jobs and replaced them with AI agents. It's almost over, gentlemen. Soon it'll only be wealthy people living off the profits off of AI, and the rest of us will be poor. You'll be living off of UBI with no purpose, having an existential crisis. And if you're not panicking to get wealthy right now, so that's not your future, then I don't know what else to tell you. The wealthy will pay the bare minimum for UBI. It's definitely not going to be a panacea. Number 21 is a family where the girl just got trans top surgery and the brother sure looks uncomfortable in that photo. Probably because his mother is going to force him to get the bottom surgery next. Because you know what's better than having a trans kid in the family? How about two of them? Look at the way he's crossing his legs. It's almost as if he's subconsciously protecting his penis from her. This is so beyond sad. Up next, Shatha says that white people will choose a dog over a refugee in a heartbeat. Of course, because the dog is legally in the country while the refugees are not. Besides, most dogs are grateful, but many refugees are not even when they are handed free cash and prizes. Also, dogs are less dangerous than many refugees these days, and they'll guard your house instead of robbing it. Dogs will also try and save your children and not try and abduct them. Number 23, crazy people on the left think that all cultures are equal, even when they see something like this, but then freak out about thinking that the patriarchy is going to put women in those red robes from The Handmaid's Tale. The cognitive dissonance is incredible. They don't see oppression when it's right there in front of their face. But when they see people free to voice their opinions, they call that oppression instead. I see the number one bomb concealer in the world right here. Moving on, remember guys that eventually kids see which parent is the real problem. Here's a hint. Usually it's the mother. But while you're younger, she's going to do whatever she can in her power to convince you that it's your father instead. And it's your job to undo all the brainwashing as you get older. But to be honest, most of us eventually realize that our parents had no idea what they were doing to us when we were kids. Non-malice, just ignorance. Number 25 and the last one, what exactly do you call her? How about Laura Kraft, like the food company Fridgerator? Just be really glad that she's not going to be in the new Laura Kraft TV show. Instead, they got the actress that played Stanza Stark to play her. I think she's got the right body. Better than the last Laura Kraft from that recent awful film. But she's a bit of a butterface. Laura needs bigger eyes and lips. Anya Taylor-Joy would have been better once she fills out. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.